Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for December 13th to the 19th. So I'm sure that you guys have been noticing that there's been a definite shift in energy that's come through. I think that we're feeling a lot of heavy, dense energy right now. And so I know it's Monday and sometimes Mondays are hard for everybody. But I think that everybody probably would have woken up this morning feeling a little bit heavy, a little bit sad, a little bit kind of remorseful. It's almost that kind of energy. And I think what's happening again is a lot of stuff's happening in our dream state. So a lot of clearing, healing, energetic transmissions coming through. So stuff happening in our dream state because for whatever reason, during our wake state, there's some type of hesitation or some type of fear that's blocking that from happening. And so, of course, they still need us to continue. We, you know, there's the our soul energy, which knows that we need to do the work, that we need to, you know, do the releasing, that we need to do the healing, the forgiving. Our soul knows that we have to do that. It's just our human parts that get in the way sometimes. So our ego and our pain body. And I feel like that's why a lot of healing will happen during the dream state or when you're sleeping. So having said that, if you're not sleeping well right now, that needs to be made a priority. So that means creating a little bit of a ritual around your sleep. So really, you know, the best is to try and be in bed going to sleep by 10 o'clock, because as soon as you go past, it's like 10:30-ish, you're now into another cycle. And so your body will actually think that it needs to keep on going and it won't go into the sleep state. So if you're feeling tired or extra sleepy right now, kind of honor that. And if that means that you're going to bed at 9 o'clock or 8:30 or whatever it feels like for you, make sure that you go and you honor that. I know it's hard sometimes for adults, especially if you're somebody that has children or has family in the house, because it's like the quiet time of the night seems to be like your only time. So you don't want to waste it sleeping. But I think that we have to feel into that more and realize that it's actually not a waste of time. It's actually, healing time for you. So that time of shutting off your battery, not having your phone in your room. Guys, do not go to sleep with your devices in your room. It's bad for your energy. It's bad for your soul. It's bad for your physical body. Get your phones out of your room. No devices in your room when you go to sleep. And remember, this time of year, right, this is, we're coming into, so we've got the full moon coming up on the 18th, so with the Saturday. And so, of course, this is the buildup, right? Whenever we have the full moon, new moon, there's always like a buildup, the week of it coming in. And this particular full moon that we're coming into is the cold moon. And so it's all about this type of year for reflection, right? So the looking back over the year or years in this particular time, because we're doing so much rapid growth right now, but also so having the reflection of what was good, what was bad, what's still there, what needs to go. The energy is also around change, right? This is about change. What's not working anymore? Where do I need a little bit more help, a little bit more support? So looking into that, there's also a big theme of peace around this particular moon, which I'm really interested to see how this is going to play out on the planet with the whole plandemic that we have, that we're experiencing right now, because that vibrational energy of peace is going to be coming and hitting us hard. And it'll be interesting to see how people change or shift or awaken, right, during that kind of energy. Also, the cold moon is bringing in opportunity for shadow work. Yes, more shadow work. And so that shadow work is that kind of the layers coming off, the looking under the rug, right? All of the, and we've, honestly, we've come so far, you know, especially in the last couple of years, we've had rapid opportunity for growth and development on a soul's level, but we're not done and we're never done. Again, there's never going to be just a completion. But as the layers come off, it's, you know, higher insights come to you. There's, it's like playing a video game. It's like every level that you get to, there's more advantages to it. Every time you level up, there's another advantage that comes through. And so I really feel like there's a lot of us that right now are feeling like we're like stuck in a part in the game, and we just don't know how to beat that particular part. And I really feel like this is going to be the get her done time. So this December, I said it was going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be an uncomfortable month because all the stuff's going to be coming up for us, like all of the struggles, all of the issues that we have, all of the denser feelings that we're having. That stuff's all going to come up. And we have to remind ourselves that as that stuff comes up, it's coming up so that it can be purged and released and learned from. So opportunity, we have to remind ourselves about the opportunity. And I know it's hard when when some of the energies feel so intense, especially sadness, loneliness, the lack energy, the victim energy, it's very powerful. And so we have to remind ourselves that we've got to, you know, take the breath, we've got to do the work, we've got to create the action, we've got to keep on moving. We have to consciously make the choice to do that. Otherwise, it will be made for us, right? It'll just be a reflection of how we're feeling. And so if we were just to allow the universe just to react to how we're feeling, and if we're just feeling like shit, then of course it's not going to be a very good experience. So that's why we flip things. That's why we recognize what we're feeling. We have to honor it. We have to allow ourselves to feel the feels. If we have the tears, if we have the anger, we have to feel it. We have to feel it and allow it to leave. But we also have to then choose the other way. And usually the best way to do that is to choose the opposite of it. So there's going to be a lot of stuff coming up for everybody over the next little while having to do with relationships, right? Because, of course, we have all of those planets that went into alignment. So we have Venus, which is one of the powerhouses that went into alignment but has now gone retrograde. You know that when a planet goes retrograde, it means that there's like a focus on some of the less desirable aspects of the planet or what it can make us feel. And so you guys probably know that, you know, you think of Venus and it's the planet of love. So that's true. So it's the planet of love, about relationships. And so when that planet goes retrograde, that means that things around love and relationships and affection are going to be a little bit more complicated. So have that in mind, especially with your partners, in your relationships. Have that in mind, especially if you're single, if you're somebody who is feeling particularly alone right now or lonely right now. Just understand that, again, this is just a cycle that we're going to be going through that will change. So when we're in those cycles, this is not the time to try and fix everything. You want to try and fix things when the energy is ideal, when you've got the support and the flow of the energy, not when the energy is less than ideal. It would be like you would not go outside and paint your house on a windy, rainy day because it would be less than ideal. And that's what you're going to be thinking and reminding yourself right now. When your partner's triggered by something that you said, or when you're triggered by something that they said, or whether you're feeling lonely and depressed because you're not with a partner right now, you're going to remind yourself right now that Venus has just gone retrograde. Everything's getting sorted out. So you're not going to put a lot of energy into that area of your life right now. So the biggest thing that you can do to support yourself on that, and they're just showing me this right now, is the self-love, self-care. So we have to remind ourselves always, this is an inside job. There's never going to be somebody ever anywhere that's going to make us feel complete. I know that's a big lesson for many people to learn, but we are the ones that make ourselves feel complete. We are the ones that make ourselves feel good. There's never anybody that's going to be able to do it the way that we can do it for ourselves. So this will be your opportunity to do that now. So the other planets that we have coming into alignment that are going to affect us will be Pluto. And so Pluto is all about power, control. That will bring in some jealousy, right? There's like that stiffness about the energy of Pluto. So again, we're going to see some of that come up in relationships. This is also too, when we talk about relationships, it's interesting. It's always tied in with finances as well. So always tied in with money. Very interesting on the human scope of things of how we tie love and money in together. And interestingly enough, how there's always a bunch of fear around money, which then would be the opposite of love, which just makes a big, nice big mess to play with. But so this, everything I'm saying about this in relationships can also be applying to your finances right now, or the way you're feeling about your money right now. And so keep that in mind about the power, the control. And whenever we have that kind of energy going through us, especially when it comes to money, that's going to cause us to feel lack or victim energy or stuck energy. So remind yourself about that, to not go in that direction. And so the good news, though, is that we have Jupiter that's in the mix of everything right now. And so Jupiter is the planet of good fortune. This is the magical planet. It's the one that makes us feel good. It's the one that reminds us about magic. And so focus on that energy, because if you notice, if you slow down enough, if you slow down and you quiet your mind enough, there is that excitement, that, you know, just under the layers, there's that excitement, that's you know, the spirit of Christmas energy, you know, that like believing in magic, feeling magic, knowing that everything is going to work out, the faith, the trust, all of that, that's there. It's just going to need a little bit of digging in order to find it for some of us. And so remind yourself, it's there though. And so you can tune in and you can tap into that energy. So remind yourself if any arguments are coming up, because you know what most people argue about? It's money, right? It's the biggest argument in any relationship. It's about money. So remind yourself that's all going to be about the balancing of the love and the fear energy within your experience. That's what we're being given the opportunity to work on right now. There's also, we're coming into a completion, right? There's the completion. And so whenever the completion happens up, there's the tidying of the little ends. And so that's, we have to be figuring that stuff out right now. It's all going to be coming up for us. And so remember that the full moon energy is going to be in the sign of Gemini. And so Gemini energy is all about it. And for us right now is going to be about change and spontaneity. You know, Gemini energy, they've got to be doing the, you know, they're very social. And so that's going to be part of what's going to be coming to the equation for us, is also figuring out what stays and what goes. But change being the theme on that, change being, I can't keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. That's going to be a big clue for many of us going forward into this next cycle. And so the spontaneity, that's important, because we need to feel that creative energy. We need to feel that connection. We need to have a purpose in all that we're doing. So use this week to explore that, to have a little bit more fun with your inner child, a little bit more connecting with fun. So not taking everything so seriously. That's going to be the way that we get through this week. Okay, guys, and then I will see you on Wednesday. We're going to be doing our live readings, which is going to be different this time. It's going to be good. It'll be everything that we need to be going into January. Have an amazing week, everybody.